The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The songs and interviews were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT radio studio.
I'm joined here today with Chris Estes, also a member of the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe and a longtime member of the Brule Music Ensemble.
Aho, Madak Yapi, Wambli Nupa Hemialo, Kui Chasha. I introduce myself to you as Wambli Nupa is two eagles in my language, in Lakota language. And I come from a background of a lot of singers throughout my family. And I had great grandpas that sang, you know, years ago. And when I first met Paul and his family first, you know, came back to the reservation, I first met their son, Shane. He's the guitar player in the band. So we ended up hunting. Was the first thing we met each other was hunting pheasants.
You guys hit it off.
Yeah, we hit it off right off the bat. And then right off the bat, we had like 3 feet of snow, and the pheasants just gather out there. And then with coming from Minnesota background, he was telling me they'd hunt all day and see one or two birds. Well, in that case, where we come from, there's 200 birds. About every gravel road you go down, and there's, you know, plum bushes everywhere. So that's how I got to meet, you know, Shane off the bat. Then I met Nicole. Then I met Paul later on. But well, my grandparents welcomed them back to the reservation with open arms. And he encouraged him with his music. My grandpa and grandma would always sit there and they'd listen to We the People. And I always remembered I was little. I remember him, he had that plane, and he'd be sitting there twiddling his thumbs, or he'd be pounding on the table to the music. And he's like, that's good music, because it's got incorporated Lakota language through contemporary music, which nobody ever heard before. And that's when, that was back in 94, 95, I believe. Yeah. And so that's when I first met Paul, since through then. And then it wasn't until like years, about 10 years ago, and Shane asked me to dance. And my grandparents, all my mom and dad's side, passed away within 4 months span. So I hung up dancing for like 10 years. And then his son Shane come back and he asked me to dance. And for their Mount Rushmore DVD, and I was like, yeah, I got to get my stuff together. And I was kind of iffy and didn't know what it was going to be like. And then they invited me to a Christmas show. And there was another traditional dancer. His name was Peter Redbird. And he is a wild, great dancer. And watching him dance on stage and watching their whole production and how everything went and their choreograph. And I was like, I fell in love. I was like, I got to do this. This is a calling for me to send a message what my grandparents always, you know, preached to me about. And their message is always, you know, treat people like the way you want to be treated. And not only that is, you know, there's always a brighter, better future for people. And don't dwell on the past of what happened hundreds of years ago. And you would always want to, and that's what his message is, the reconciliations of the cultures. And I always, and his message through that concert was I was like, I have to do this. It was awesome. It popped out at me. And I was like, all right, sign me up. Where do I sign? I'll dance. I would just like to say to all the young folks out there, stay in school, stay away from drugs and alcohol. Education is the big key there. Get your education. You can go anywhere you want and be whoever you want to be.
The Native Music Fest series is a collection of interviews and songs featuring Native musicians, writers, storytellers, and songwriters. The interviews and songs were recorded live during the Native Music Fest series at NetLake's KBFT's radio studio. This Native Fest series was brought to you by NetLake Radio and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.